Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you all. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to the preacher.
And the pastor.
I'm Pastor Manny.
And I'm Pastor Manny.
We are the preacher and the pastor. It is Sunday. It is Sunday. Today we're having Sunday services. We are led to give the word of God. So I'm often excited when God leads me to do something. And so I am obedient to do exactly what God has called me to do. So we just want to take this time out just to thank God for the opportunity.
Oh, yes.
To be able to give the word of God as God has given it to us. Amen.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made.
And we shall rejoice.
And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Yes. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us this opportunity to be able to minister to these here, your sheep, on today. Father,
yes.
We just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And as we know, mercy and grace, we just thank God for mercy and grace because it is renewed each morning. The Bible declares that mercy and grace is given to us each morning. We don't even have to ask for it. God gives us mercy and grace as a gift that God gives us each and every day. It's renewed.
Amen.
I mean, before we go into our service today, how does that make you feel, Pastor, to know that mercy and grace is yours every day, that it's renewed every day?
It makes me feel very reassured, especially from day to day, things that we might have been going through. We might be wrestling with some things that's in our mind. We might be wrestling with some things on our job, you know, in our home. You know, to know that I have mercy and grace, me receiving what I do not deserve, which is that's that mercy and that grace of me receiving the things that I do reserve. You know, I really am thankful for that. You know, I'm thankful that I have a Savior.
Amen. So we're just happy to bring you all Sunday service today. We just thank God for the opportunity to be able to be here today in the land of the living, because if it was not for mercy and grace, where would we be? If we didn't have God on our side, where would we be? Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace that's anew to us each day, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing right now in this season, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that all we have to do is come and ask boldly, Lord God, come into the throne room of grace because of what your Son did on the cross. Lord, we thank you for the finished work on the cross this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we pray according to Colossians 1:9-18, I pray that you will be filled. Anyone that's listening on today, anyone that's logged in on the site, I pray that you will be filled with knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and in long suffering with joy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you that he has delivered us from
thank
the
you.
Power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son, of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for we know that someone counted this day, Lord God, but they did not make it to see this day. But Lord, you counted us worthy to be here another day to get it right with you. So, Father God, we want to say thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us,
thank
for cleansing us, for washing us in the blood. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can stand on your word, knowing and trusting that all that you say that you would do, that you would do it, Lord God. The Bible declares that his word will not come back for it. So, Father God, we want to say thank you that heaven and earth will disappear before your word come back for it. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you. And, Lord, we lift up every caller on today.
You,
we lift up every listener online today, Father God. Those that are needing healing, Lord God, let healing take place
in the name
of Jesus Christ. Those that are needing deliverance, let deliverance take place right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And those that need to be free, Lord God, from their mind, from their ways, oh God, but to be able to forgive themselves, Lord, let them be free on today in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your word go forth. Oh God, we decrease so that you may have all the increase, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, for we know that you're omnipotent and omnipresent. There's nowhere we can be that you cannot reach us, oh God. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you there right now, oh God, that you're doing a mighty work in your daughters and your sons, oh God, in the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus Christ. Of that. We thank you, Lord God, that you have forgiven us, oh God, and now we can move forward, Father God, and receive all that you have for us to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief, oh God. Lord, we believe, oh God, but if there's any unbelief, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you help us with our unbelief so we can receive all that you have. Lord, increase our faith on today, oh God. Lord, we pray for an open heaven, oh God, over those that are listening, oh God, their family members, oh God, that they will be blessed, oh God, to overflow, oh God, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we just bless your name, oh God. Be magnified and glorified, Lord. Lord, we give it all over to you, Lord. We come surrendering all over to you, Lord. Lord, we lay our burdens down, Lord. We pick up love. We pick up forgiveness. We pick up victory. We pick up peace. We pick up joy. We pick up happiness. Lord, we lay our burdens down, Lord, today, Lord God. We pick it up, Lord God, all that you've given to us, oh God. Oh, my Lord, my God. We just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord,
thank
because
you,
you're able, oh God. We decree and declare your goodness right now operating through and about our lives and those that are listening on today. We thank you, Father God, that yesterday has passed and gone away, Lord God, that what we did on yesterday has already been forgiven. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because we trust in you. Anything
thank
that we
you,
may
Lord.
Do and ever today that is already forgiven because you, Lord God, said we trust and believe in you and we receive Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that our sins are forgiven. So we thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us for our sins, oh God, that we can be free, Lord God,
you
that it is man that's trying to hold us down, that it's the enemy that's trying to speak those things into our minds, saying that we can't be forgiven for what we have done, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, because we trust in your word that we are forgiven. For that, and we are set free.
Yes,
and we just want to say thank you.
Lord,
oh, Father God,
you.
We bless your name, Lord God. Let your word go forth, Lord God. Oh, Father God, let your word take root and manifest in our lives, Lord God, that we can be delivered and set free on today, Father God. Lord, as your son and your daughter speak on today, Lord God, we decrease so that you may have all the increase, Lord God, that one will maybe saved, Lord God, that will turn and say, how can I be saved? By your word on today, Father God. If there's someone that has lost their way, Lord God, that they will come back, Lord God. Father God, we know that you rejoice when one of your sheep, Lord, comes back, Lord God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you on today. We thank you for this opportunity that me and my husband have on today, Lord, to minister to your sheep, Father God, to give your word, not our word, Lord God. So, Lord, we just want to thank you. We can't thank you enough. If we had 1,000 tongues apiece, we still couldn't thank you enough. But yet still, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Be magnified and glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we love you. Have your way, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving.
Amen.
To God be the glory. And we both say amen.
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 Before we go any further, I know this is not like any other Sunday service or show, but I just want to ask for forgiveness this morning. I want to ask my husband to forgive me because on yesterday I was acting in a way that was not of me. And sometimes we have to be able to, you know, look at ourselves and say, you know what? I know that's out of me, and I have to be woman enough, a woman of God, like I said, and ask for forgiveness. The Bible says we're supposed to go to one another and confess our sins to one another and pray for one another. So I ask you this morning to forgive me.
Well, amen. You definitely are forgiven because it's old to you. And I'm glad, you know, that I want to chime in, and I want to ask for forgiveness as well. You know, because, you know, that we are one in flesh, because that we are married, that is one of the most important things that you're going to ever do, you know, in your marriage is ask your partner, ask your wife or ask your husband to forgive you for things that you might have said, things that you might have done, things that you might have thought. You know, it's important to always come to one another and ask for forgiveness because it's not because that we can. It's because you are commanded to. That is the way to be able to be in a long-lasting, loving relationship with each other. So you definitely are forgiven, and I hope you're the same for me. Amen.
You're definitely forgiven. Amen. Glory to God.
Lesson scripture for today. I want to talk about God's love. You know, God's love for us. One thing that we do have to realize that God loves us no matter what, no matter what. God loves us. And the reason why we know that God loves us because God sent his only begotten son to die that we may have a chance to be able to live. God loves us. God loves us. We need to definitely know that, you know, that God loves us more than we ever can't imagine. I want to go over here. If you have your Bibles, I want to go to Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. Romans 8, verses 38 and 39.
Amen.
Amen. Romans 8, I'm starting here at 38. Read, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. See, we have to definitely realize that it don't matter what that you have done in your past. That's not what God is looking at. God does not judge you. When you are in Christ, you know, when you confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, what you are confessing that you are the sinful man and the sinful woman, and you are confessing that Jesus Christ have died for all of your sins, and not some of your sins, not the sins from your past, not the sin, not just the sins from today, but your future sins, that he has died for all of your sins, that you are forgiven. You are forgiven once and for all. Amen. That you are underneath that covenant of grace, and that's where God wants us to be, just in his love. He wants you to know that he loves you, you know, through Christ Jesus. You have Christ Jesus that has set you free, that has set you free from who you used to be, have set you free, you know, from all the pains and all the things, you know, that that people have said, that things that have been done to you, or even things that you have done to yourself. God loves you, and Jesus Christ is here with you always. You know what to do when trouble comes. Amen. But are you using the weapons that God gave us? Ephesians 6 and 11 says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand the wiles of the devil. We need to realize that we should definitely, you know, arm ourselves. We should arm ourselves, you know, that we are at war. That war is not necessarily a physical war where we go out and fight. That war is a spiritual war, which takes place right here in between both ears, which is in your mind. That's where the devil is planning his attack for you. You know this to be true because you can just look at every time that you turn on the television, there's always somebody or something on TV that's battling for your thoughts. And the reason why they are battling for your thoughts, because the devil knows that if I can just get you to take your mind off what the word of God says, if I can get you in that place where you listen to what the world says, see, I can get you into fear. And if I can get you into fear, then I can enslave you. And if I can enslave you, I can do whatever it is that I need to do to your body or your mind to destroy you. Not only can I destroy you, but I can destroy everybody that you get in contact with. You know, it's just like, you know, catching a cold. You know, when somebody catches a cold, you know, it's contagious. And everywhere that you go, you're going to be saying the same thing of what they said on the TV. So it's spreading all through the world. It's spreading all through your neighborhood. You bring it in your home, and now you're in fear. And you cause the people that's looking to you to be strong, you're causing them to be in fear too. All because we are going for what the world says. We are listening to the philosophies of the world. But we should definitely put on the whole armor of God.
Yeah.
The whole armor of God. Every single day when you wake up in the morning, you should make sure that you arm yourself. You should arm yourself, putting on the breastplate. We should put it on the breastplate of faith, put it on, charge your feet with the gospel of peace, taking the shield and putting on the helmet of salvation. You should put on the whole armor before you even put on your clothes every single day. We should definitely know that. We should be able to stand against the wiles of the devil because everything has already been done. See, the world has already, Jesus Christ has already overcame the whole world. Already overcame the whole world. He have already maintained what it is that you are trying. He already obtained what it is that you are trying to maintain. See, you say you want forgiveness. You say you want your peace, but he have already given his life for you so that you may be able to have peace. It's up to you to be able to receive that peace by believing and trusting him and know that you already, you know what I'm saying, have peace. God says, I love you because, you know, in Jesus Christ, that's where you will find your love. That's where you will find that love.
Yeah.
That's where you would find it. How many of us know that Satan is always after you, and he's using brokenness to cause you to fall from grace?
Jesus.
See, Satan ain't going to come at you with something that you're strong at. See, Satan's going to always use what worked last time, what worked in your past, to bring you to that place to where you're not trusting, or you're not believing, or you just may let it slip. See, I'd have forgot, you know, that I am delivered. So now, you know, when I said that thing, what I thought I used to say, or now, you know, when I did that thing that I used to do, see, now he want to bring you to that place. See, I told you that you was going to come back over to me. See, I told you that you were not going to trust God, and want to bring you to that place where you think that God, now God knows that you have turned away. Now, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's going to deal with you because you say that you are in Christ. But that is not true. That is not true. When you are in the body of Christ, you are counted as sheep. And we're talking about counted as sheep. We know that Jesus Christ is our shepherd. And just as a sheep go astray from the flock, see, God is right there to bring you back to his flock. But he don't bring you back to the flock to be able to deal with you. He bring you back to the flock because he loves you. And he knows, you know what I'm saying, that you had went astray, and he had brought you back to that place where you need to be. And that's under grace. We need to definitely know that. We need to definitely know that. And we need to know, as being in the body of Christ, you know, in that time to where we feel like that we are losing this battle. I'm talking about this spiritual battle when our mind has lost, you know, its peace. And we feel like, you know what I'm saying, that our body or that our finances, that we are broken. We start to remember these things. We need to remember that you have a weapon. If you don't remember anything else, then you should definitely remember that you have the name of Jesus. Because at the name of Jesus, every demon shall flee. At the name of Jesus. There is no higher name than the name of Jesus. There's no higher name. If you want to say, you know, that I'm broken, see, broken is not a name that's higher than the name of Jesus. It's not. If you want to say that I'm angry, see, angry is not a name that's higher than the name of Jesus. You want to say that I'm hurt? See, hurt is not a name that's higher than the name of Jesus. See, there's nothing that the devil can do. There's nothing that the devil can do to render you broken. Now, there are certain things, you know what I'm saying, that we have to endure in this world. We have to endure in this world because, you know, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. And we have to realize that we are not of this world, but you have weapons. Not only that weapon that you have of the name of Jesus, but you have a weapon of the Holy Spirit. See, this is a gift from God. So you have the weapon of the Holy Spirit to being able to open up your mouth and praying in the Spirit, you know, and praying in tongues. And that's talking about praying about something that you do not understand. You'll be uttering, you know, out sounds that comes out of your mouth. It's a gift for you to be able to use, praying about something that you don't even know about. Now, it's easy to pray about something that you know about. It's very easy to pray about my finances ain't like they used to be, or my wife is not acting like she needs to act, or, you know, my children not acting like how they need to act. But it is another thing to be able to pray in the Spirit, praying about something that you don't even know about.
Jesus.
Now, when you are praying in the Spirit, it is the Holy Spirit that's inside of you. That is praying to God. That's God that's on the inside of you. That's praying to God about those things that you don't even know about. That is a weapon for us to use, and we should always use that weapon to be able to live all according to how God intends for us to live. Know the gifts. Know the weapon that God has equipped us for. There is not one person in this world that can go through life without experiencing brokenness. There's not one. Even Jesus Christ that came to this world had to experience brokenness. That's what it means by his broken body that we are healed. Because Jesus Christ's body has been broken, our body may be healed in each and every area of our life. In every area. Take your healing. Take your healing. Take your deliverance. Take your forgiveness. Being whole in every area of your life. Nobody can go through this lifetime without being broken for something. And it's that same brokenness that you endure, God gets the glory from that, because God already knows you before you even came into this world. He knows you by every hair of on your head. He knows you by name. More than what we know about ourselves, he knows that you was going to be in that place where you're going to be broken. Now, he allowed it. He didn't send that brokenness. God didn't send brokenness. See, brokenness comes from Satan. God didn't lie to you. God didn't cheat on you. God, you know what I'm saying, you know, didn't physically put his hands on your hurt. No, that was Satan and his agents. They was working together to actually to break you. But it's in that place right there of brokenness what God uses. So you didn't die from that. And because you didn't die from that, you will be able one day to be able to open up your mouth and tell somebody about how you was in that same place. Then they don't have to, you know what I'm saying, be in that same place, and they will see you and see that it's God that is in you, that is shining through you. And if he can do it for you, he'll do it for me too. Just talking about that brokenness. Talking about that brokenness. Over here in Psalms 34 and 17 says, the righteous cry, and the Lord hear it and deliver them out of their troubles. It's in that moment right there when you realize that you are broken, that you are just, like my wife said, like when you just broke down and there ain't nothing else you can do. You done did all you can do. You done said all you can say, and now you're at that place where you have to open up your mouth and cry, Lord Jesus, help me. It's right there in that place right there. Where that cry that you cry out reaches all the way up to heaven, because you have gave heaven the authority to release the God's angels down. He's charged his angels to come down, you know what I'm saying, to help you. It's right there in that place right there.
Yes.
You don't have to be broken. You may have been broken, but you don't have to live in brokenness. Just because you have a past, that doesn't necessarily mean, it doesn't mean at all that you have to live in your past.
Yes.
You don't have to live there. Everybody have a past, but you don't have to live there. And don't let anybody tell you or kind of keep reminding you of who you used to be.
Yes, come on.
See, because when you are in the body of Christ, see, I used to be a sinner. See, we are not sinners anymore.
Yes, come on.
That's saved by grace.
Oh,
see,
God.
We were sinners.
Thank you.
We were sinners,
yes,
but see, now we are in Christ. We
yes.
are to identify
Thank
with that
you,
new person. See, I am in Christ. When somebody
yes.
try to tell you, you used to, I remember when you were
Thank
slow, you got to say, I am in Christ. I'm in
yes,
Christ, and it is Christ that is in me. Even though that
yes.
I may have used to be a smoker, even though I may still, you know what I'm saying, don't want to smoke, but it's just, you know what I'm saying, the closer I get
Jesus.
To God and the closer I trust into his word, the more I get rid of that sinful nature. And that I get that
yes.
I don't want to do that no more.
Oh, my Lord.
Know
Thank
who you are. Know who you are.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Know who you are in Christ. And we are in Christ.
Yes.
And every single day we ought to stand on that. And the last thing that I want to say about the scripture for tonight, we have scripture.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't know what to do, the word of God has already been recorded. It's called the book of life. It's the Bible.
Yes.
Anything that you are concerned about in your life has already been done, is already written. Find out your,
yes.
Look
Come
up
on,
your
yes.
favorite scripture, whatever the one that you need for your life, and read that scripture each and every day. Believe in that scripture that you read, and you watch what happens when you read that scripture. So people don't say what they don't believe. And also people don't say what's not in their heart or what's not in their mind. When you put that scripture in your heart and you put it in your mind, you start seeing out of your mouth, you will see that it show up in your life.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. If you just now tuning in to
thank
Preacher Pastor, this is Sunday service. We thank you for the word and scripture from Pastor Dorsey Manning. We're going to go to a music break. We'll be back for the word today from Pastor Tawanika Manning. So I'll be coming back with your word for today. We're talking about the blessings in the instructions. Can you take instructions so you can be blessed? A lot of us have a hard time taking instructions or following instructions, and see, that's the problem, that we don't know how to take and follow the instructions,
Amen.
Especially when it's coming
Amen.
From God. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Be blessed by the word of God. Be blessed as we play this song. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High.
Hallelujah.
God.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your head. You're glad to be free tonight.
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word that went forward, oh Lord. Father God, we thank you for what you're about to do right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, that chains are being broken and destroyed. We thank you that soul ties are being broken and strongholds are being broken right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that people are being delivered and set free and people are being healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Of now, oh God, we just ask that you have your way, Lord.
Oh,
Father
yes,
God, I decrease right now so that you may have all the increase right now, oh God. Let your word go forward, Lord God. Not my word, but your word, Father God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. If you're just now tuning in to the preaching of the pastor's show this Sunday service, the word for today is the blessing is in the instructions. Do we understand what it means to follow the instructions? There are instructions in this life. You hear all the time people say the Bible is the, what do they call it? Basic instructions before leaving earth. Can you follow the instructions that will bless you? Can you take divine instructions and understand that in the instructions there is a blessing? Instructions is, let's break down the meaning of what instructions are, a direction or order, detailed information telling how something should be done, operated, or assembled. Let's understand what direction means, because some people get directions and instructions confused. Direction means a course along which someone or something moves. So in instructions, there is a direction or order, detail. In direction is a course along which someone or something moves. So I need you to understand what instructions are so that you can understand how to follow the instructions. Some of us are good at following instructions. I have to admit, I have a problem with reading the instructions. I got a manual to put together a TV stand, and I didn't want to read the instructions. I figured I could put it together without reading the instructions. I said, how hard could this be? They got four screws, two bolts, two, they got the little, everything that come with it. Let me put it together. So I decided to put assembly this thing, and then next thing you know, when I got through putting it together, I still had, I had two screws left over. I had a bolt left over. And I said, well, you know what? They gave me all these extra parts. You know, I don't even need this. So I'm saying, okay, well, you know, it looks good. It looks like it's put together, right? Everything is standing straight. It looks pretty firm. I put the TV on top of the stand, and I lose everything, the stand and the TV. I walk away from the stand I put together under my own instructions, and not only did I lose the stand, I lost the TV that was on the stand because I did not follow the instructions. Had I taken the time out to read the instructions, then I would have not lost. I end up losing because I could not, I did not follow the instructions. I chose not to read the instructions and follow the instructions. Even now, I tell my husband, I need you to put this printer together, and it's still not hooked up because I said I have a problem following, reading the instructions. So I asked him, because he's good at following and receiving instructions, if he could take the time and read the instructions, and I really need help with that. So I'm more so ministering to myself, because there is a blessing in the instructions. Now, when we look at the Bible, when we look at Abraham was given instructions from God to move. And we look in Genesis 12, verse 1, it says, now the Lord had said to Abram, so we know the Lord is speaking to Abram. He said, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. So he's telling him, I'm giving you these instructions, and when you follow the instructions, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to bless you. He said, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you, and in all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abraham, and this is what Abraham did. He didn't wait, and he didn't doubt what God was saying. The Bible says in verse 4, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. So not only did Abram, he just went. He didn't ask God, why am I going? I don't know where I'm going. I don't trust where I'm going. What's going to be along the way? The Bible says that Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken to him. So as God spoke to him, he moved. He took the direction that God gave him, and he moved on and understand and receive it. And if we move over to verse 13, I'm going to slow down a little bit for you all. I'm excited.
because Pastor, he already preached. He got on here and preached. He's supposed to get a scripture and the word, and he went and preached that thing. So I'm up here going, okay, I got to strike. I got to play catch up. But in chapter 13, verse 4, when we look at verse 4, let me know when you're there. Verse 14. So, and the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see I give to you and your descendants forever. So not only because he followed the instructions, God said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless your children, and I'm going to bless your children's children's children, and I'm going to bless the children of the children's children. And then in verse 16 said, and I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth. So if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also can be numbered.
There's a
blessing in the instructions. I know sometimes it's, you know, you may get angry or you get the instructions and people may upset you along the way, but I'm going to tell you, because even when you don't follow the instructions, Moses was given specific instructions in the Bible. If you remember the story, God told Moses for him to strike the rock. He told him to speak to the rock. Speak to the rock.
Uh-huh.
And he struck the rock. When he struck the rock, he caused himself not to go to the promised land. He didn't listen to what God was telling him. He was so angry with the people. He got frustrated with the people. He did what he wanted to do. In Numbers 20, verse 7, the Bible declares that then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, and gather the congregation together. Speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its water. Thus you shall bring water from, pour them out of the rock, and give drink to the congregation and their animals. So Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. Verse 10 says, and Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, hear now, you rebels. Must we bring water for you out of this rock? So he's upset. He's frustrated. Then the Bible says in verse 11, then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their animals drank. See, though he didn't do what God told him to do, it still worked. So God told him to speak to the rock. But in his frustration, he struck the rock. So then in verse 12 it says, then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Therefore, you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. So you got to understand, when you don't follow instruction, it may cost you your blessing. It may cost you your life. It may cost you all this attached to you. Come on now. If you don't follow the instructions, the blessing is in the instructions. The Bible says in Job 33 and 16, then he opened the ears of the men and sealed their instruction. Then he opened the ears of the men and sealed the instruction. So if God gives you an instruction, you got to understand that when there's divine instructions for you, that don't mean you can add to the instruction. It doesn't mean you can take away the instruction and expect to receive the same outcome, to expect to receive your blessing, because you want to do it your way because you're more comfortable going this way. You're more comfortable in this way. If God is giving you instructions to do something, you need to do exactly what God is telling you to do. I don't care how foolish it looks to men, how foolish it may sound, but if God is giving you an instruction, that's because God wants to bless you. See, sometimes God will test us before he bless us. So you got to be able to go through the test, which is the instructions. Because some people like myself got to be tested to follow the instructions. I'm going to give you these instructions. Are you going to follow them? That's the test. And some of us will fail the test of just following the instructions.
Amen.
Follow the instructions. If they say you need 2 eggs for the cake, 3 eggs, and you decide I'm not going to put no eggs, and you expect to still have the same cake that they told you you would get, and you upset, and they saying, well, we don't know. Did you follow the instructions? Well, you know, I didn't have no oil, so I just put extra water. All right, Mama, that's why you got this type of cake. You know, there's no substitute for it. If there is instructions, follow the instructions to the T. The Bible says in Psalm 50:17, "See, thou hast it instruction and castest my words behind thee." In Proverbs 1:2 says, "To know wisdom and instruction to perceive the words of understanding." You have to follow the instructions. I know I'm talking to somebody today. I know I'm eating on this word because it's so important that we follow the instructions. We want to do what we want to do when we want to do it. There's a time, there's a place for everything, and there is instructions to get to what God is trying to bring you to. But because of our lack in the ability to follow instructions, we cannot receive the blessings of God because we won't listen to the instructions of God. The Bible says in Proverbs 19:20, "Listen to advice and accept instructions, that you may gain wisdom in the future." This is what the Bible is saying. If you're listening today and you had a problem with following the instructions and you're trying to figure out why you're not prospering, why you're not receiving, why you can't get there, you got to do an evaluation on yourself and say, am I following the instructions? Am I allowing God to lead me? Am I adding to it or taking away from the instructions that was given to me? Do I say, I can't do it? Well, I got to do it this way. Well, they telling me to do this. I'm going to take half of that. But they said the doctor asked you to take two pills in the morning, take two pills in the evening. Don't skip a day, but you decide, I'm only going to take two pills in the evening, and then you're going to skip a day, and then you go back the next week, and I'm not getting no better. But the doctor said, did you follow the instructions? Well, I wasn't able to take it on Monday, but I doubled the dose on Tuesday. He said, no, that's not the instructions we gave you. In order for us to get you well, how we want to get you, you need to follow the instructions.
Amen.
The Bible says in Proverbs 6:20-30, that those who listen to instruction will prosper. Those who trust the Lord will be joyful. Amen?
Amen.
Father God, we just want to thank you. We thank you for your word on today. There's instructions and the blessing. Understand that there's a blessing in the instructions. We know the story about Ruth. You know, everybody heard about Ruth and Ruth and how she stuck close to her, right, her mother-in-law, Naomi, and her husband had died, and Naomi told her to go back, go to your family. And the other daughter-in-laws, they went back, and she stayed. She said, no, I will be with you all the days of your life. I will die with you. There was instruction that was given by Naomi to Ruth when it came to Boaz. The Bible says in Ruth 3, verse 3 through 10, let me say amen when you're there. That's Ruth 3,
amen.
Verse 3 through 10. We talk about the instructions, and then we're going to go over to chapter 4 where the blessing comes in. So in verse 3,
amen.
Chapter 3, verse 3, Naomi tells Ruth, therefore wash yourself and anoint yourself. Put on your best garment and go down to the threshing floor, but do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. Then it shall be when he lies down that you shall notice the place where he lies, and you shall go in, uncover his feet, and lie down, and he will tell you what you should do. And she said to her, all that you say to me, I will do. So she went down to the threshing floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law instructed her. And after Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was cheerful, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain. And she came softly, uncovered his feet, and laid down. And verse 8 says, and now it happened at midnight that the man was startled and turned himself, and there a woman was laying at his feet. And he said, who are you? And she answered, I am Ruth, your maidservant. Take your maidservant under your wing, for you are a close relative. Then he said, blessed are you of the Lord, my daughter, for you have shown more kindness at the end than at the beginning, in that you did not go after young men, whether poor or rich. Verse 11 says, and now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you request, for all the people of my town know that you are a virtuous woman. And then we go over to chapter 4, verse 13 says, here come the blessing on top of the blessing. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And when he went into her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. Some of us can't get the man. Some of us women that are looking for the husband or waiting to be found, we can't get that because we can't follow instructions. We don't know how to be quiet and carry ourselves the way we need to carry ourselves, position ourselves to be found, because we're so busy talking, we're so busy moving, we can't take instructions because we figure we know how to do it our own way. We figure the way we've been doing it is working. It just ain't got to the point yet. He just ain't came, but I know what I'm doing. The Bible says that if you follow instructions, there is a blessing in the instructions. Can you follow instructions?
Amen.
Your blessing is attached to the instructions, but you have thrown the instructions in the trash. Your blessings are attached to the instructions, but you decide to come up with your own instructions. The blessing is in the instructions, but can't nobody tell you nothing because you want to be the instructor. The blessing is in the instructions. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Hallelujah to your name, God. We just want to say thank you for the instructions on how to live, how to be delivered, how to be set free, how to be blessed. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. See,
thank you, Lord.
Esther was in a position to be queen, and that was instructions for her that was going to save her people.
Uh-huh.
She followed the instructions to keep herself unknown to who she was until it was time to reveal who she was to save her people. She followed the instructions from her uncle so that she would be in a position to be able to save her people. Can you follow instructions? I want to explain something to you. Immediate obedience means maintaining an interest. We have to be obedient to follow the instructions, to follow God's word and what God is saying. Immediate obedience means maintaining an intimate connection with God so much so that it prompts us to respond to his beckoning at once, not delaying it, but at once. Becoming sensitive to his voice is not always easy, but extremely worth it. I don't know if you're convinced today on what the word is saying, but I'm going to give you the benefits to change your mind on how to operate and receive instructions, to receive miracles from God, knowing his way, develop the yes habit, be courageous and boldness, adventurous in faith, a trusted friendship in God. Joy of obedience comes when you follow the instructions. You have to ask yourself today, can I follow instructions? Can I follow instructions? Have I been following instructions? Is the reason why my blessings are delayed is because I cannot follow instructions, or I decided not to follow instructions. I decided I'm going to go my own way. I'm going to make my own way. I'm the instructor of my life. I'm the you didn't came with the creator of everything in your life. No. That's when we go wrong. Even we know the story about Jonah. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, and he ran and ended up in the mouth of a big fish for 3 days praying to come out.
Uh-huh.
We have to be careful that we don't end up setting ourselves up, setting our children up for failure, for destruction.
That's right.
Because we want to go about our own way. We got to make sure, because it's a lot that's dependent on us, that's attached to us following the instructions.
Right.
Because if you don't follow the instructions, your children are watching you. And they'll
That's
get
right.
to the point, if you can't, nobody can't tell you nothing. If nobody can't tell you nothing, you're going to be lost in this world. You're going to always end up at the end point of everything. You're going to always end up in that place where you feel like you can't get out. And now you broke down in it because you couldn't follow the instructions. Now you're looking for the map on how to go. Now you're looking for the paper that you've thrown away with the instructions to get this thing right. But if you just understand and know, if you just follow the instructions, when you receive the instructions the first time, there's a blessing in the instructions. I hope I helped somebody today. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your word, oh God. We open up the doors of the church right now.
Thank you.
So we're here on live, on video, on audio call and online right now. If there's one that needs prayer that is online, If you're on the Astral Site or Blog Radio Show, you can call in at 845-277-9213. Let us pray for you. If you're listening in right now and you need prayer, let us pray for you. We're lifting you up right now in prayer that God will bless, heal, deliver you from your situation. If you're one that had a problem with following the instructions and you're just battling with your mind, we know everything takes place in the mind, and you're saying, I want to do right. I want to get it right. I want to receive and follow. Let us pray for you as well on today. And if you just want to give us a call, we'll pray for you. 346-719-3349. You can reach us. That's our prayer line. 346-719-3349. We just thank God for you. May God bless you. May God continue to keep you. May God continue to grow you spiritually. May you die daily to the flesh, and God will strengthen your spirit man. Because once your spirit man is strengthened, it can empower your flesh to keep pushing, to keep going. But if your spirit man is weak, you have nothing to lean on. It's important that you strengthen your spirit man. So we ask God on today, Lord, strengthen our spirit man, Father God. Lord, we just want to say thank you for this time. We thank you for everyone that tuned in this time of day. Oh, Father God, we ask that you bless their situation. Father God, we pray that you would divinely intervene right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you divinely intervene and turn it all around for their good in Jesus Christ's holy name. We do have a caller here. Last four digits of your number, 6881. Calling you on. Are you calling? You needing prayer?
Calling in for prayer. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good afternoon. Love my mom. I know her voice. Father God, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of my mother, Cal Dillard, on today. Father God, Lord, we pray her strength. Lord God, we pray for divine healing. Lord, that you would touch her body right now, Father God, and command it to heal right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we decree and declare your word that by your stripes that she is healed, that she is delivered and set free. Lord God, Lord, we ask that you touch her mind right now, Father God, and decree and declare healing right now over her mind in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask that you increase our faith on today, Father God, Lord, that you will, oh, Lord, cleanse our all darkness, Lord God, that surround her, that's in her, that's in our home, Lord God. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you walk the house on today, Lord God, cleansing out all darkness, Father God, in her soul, in her spirit, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Strengthen every bone in her body, Lord God. Strengthen the flesh, Lord God, for the Bible declares that life is in. So, Father God, we ask, oh God, that you speak to the blood, Lord God, and command it to be healed, Lord God. Bring life and life abundant in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for her life, health, and strength. We decree and declare right now that you are healed, that you are delivered, that you are set free, that you are stronger than ever in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you prosper right now in all her works, Father God, even as her soul prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that it's already done. We touch and agree on today, Father God, and we just want to say thank you for your Holy Ghost power and anointing right now, Father God, that you give us the authority to speak those things into existence, and they shall be established in this earth in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving, and we seal it with the blood, and we all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We have about 5 minutes as we wrap up here. Anyone else that needs prayer, please, at this time, you can press 1 to come through, and we'll pray for you, your family, your situation. If you don't want to give your name, that's fine. We just want to pray for you. We want to lift you up. We want you to know that God is still God. He's still on the throne. He's still able in every situation. He can speak to a thing, and it shall come back to life. If it's dead, he can bring. He's the only one that can do that for you. He can revive a situation. He can restore you. He can heal you, no matter what the doctor says. Oh, he can bring all that you need. He can give all that you need right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All you have to do is ask in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible declares that it shall be done. Trust and believe God to do it for you in this season, in this time, no matter what it looks like. We trust God. We trust God in all our situations. Hallelujah. Pastor, do you have something you want to say before we close out?
I do. I do have something that I want to give to the listeners on this evening. Anybody that is dealing with something in their life, whether it is present or whether it is past, can you honestly look yourself in the mirror? Can you look in an honest mirror and say, hey, I need help? I don't want to be like this anymore. I don't want to feel like this anymore. You know, I want this, you know, to go from me. If anybody, you know, that can do that, if anybody can do that, what you're doing right there when you look at yourself and know that you need help, what you're doing is you're giving consent, you know, for God, you know, to move in your life. Now,
Amen.
If you want to hold on to some things, if you just want to hold on to some things, hold on to them, you know, that's a life of hurt, you know, a lifestyle of pain, and it shows up. It shows up. It might not show up each and every day, but it would definitely show up because you're burying that hurt and you're burying that pain or that guilt, whether you inflicted it on yourself or whether somebody inflicted it on you. But that's not for you to keep. That's not for you to keep.
Amen.
That's for you to give it away. You know, give that to
Amen.
God. Cast all your cares on Jesus. Be honest with yourself. Be honest, you know, deep in your heart and honest with that, hey, I cannot do this without you, God. I cannot do this. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. This time we were able to we're going to give our tithes and offering at this time. Anyone that wants to sow into the gospel ministry, you can do so at our Cash App at Pastor Chantel. That's uppercase P-A-S-T-O-R, capital S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. If you like to sow into the kingdom, please do so at our Cash App, Pastor Chantel. We just want to bless those tithers and those are giving offering. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in Jesus Christ's holy name. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we pay our tithes and offer according to your word in Malachi 3. We claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you have given to us as a tither. Oh, Lord, even as we give offering, Heavenly Father, we know that as a tither that you revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3:10. And Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that because we pay our tithes that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us, oh God. So we ask you, Lord, to rebuke the devourer for our sake, oh God, because of our obedience and paying our tithes in the name of Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father. Your word says that your promise is to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. And Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our labor, our ground, because of our obedience for paying our tithes. And Heavenly Father, we ask you, we ask that that we are the vine and not cast our fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. And Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, and we ask you, Lord God,
thank you, Lord,
to continue to bless us, bless our families, our finances, our fruits, our ground, because we are obedient to paying our tithes. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families and our finances and fruits and our grounds and bless them in the name of Jesus Christ, your seven blessings of the tither, as it is written in Malachi 3. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that we are obedient and paying our tithes. We thank you all for tuning in. God bless you. You all have a wonderful week. We're back on tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you, and we love you. Father God, bless all as we leave this place, but not your presence. Father God, we know that you're with us, and cap your angels around us and keep us in Jesus Christ's mighty name. We thank you in advance, Father God, for the testimony that you healed us, that you delivered us, that you set us free, that you bless us, and that you're protecting us with all this going on. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, we love you. We give it all over to you, Father God. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now, and we just want to say thank you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, to God be the glory. And we all say amen. You all have a good Sunday.
Amen.
Have a good evening. Good night. We love you all. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus.